seemed a little sad, you know?
I think kind of what rules about Christmas too is that it is also like inherently kind of sad. There's a lot of like slowing down, like really reflection.
Sure. Well, it is the end of the year, and the blending of the pagan end of year festivals, and you know, the solstice and all of that, it all comes together.
That's true. Yeah.
That was the first half of the 2025 Kingfisher Blues Christmas single, and we're just going to keep things rolling and hear side number two, which starts with Water Margin. So we are now going to get a little heavier. So I hope you're ready. This, I think, is also more seasonal than Christmas specific, just based on the name. But we'll find out. This by Water Margin is called Saturn Devours.
Cause the rain is, you're hanging out for the fun is destroyed. Success and freedom.
That's it. The Kingfisher Blues Christmas Single 2025. All six tracks coming in under 15 minutes total.
Well, who doesn't love a quick listen, Jesse?
Everybody. Wait, nobody? That was a weird double negative. I don't know how to answer. You just heard Christmas in Minnesota by Nick Griffith, the Australia transplant, who mentioned his new apartment in Vancouver in a song called Christmas in Minnesota by an Australian immigrant to Vancouver. I don't know what's going on here.
Conspiracy Jamie. Theory Jesse has arrived.
It's, you know, I'm not saying that this guy's water is turning the frogs gay, but I'm coming
He's
close.
He's not saying that.
I'm coming close. Before that, we had some heavy, screamy Christmas stuff, or at least winter season stuff. Started off with Saturn Devours by Water Margin, and then after that was Everdark Conifers by Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. And if you had to pick two Christmas slash winter slash holiday season song titles by screamo bands, I mean, Saturn Devours and Everdark Conifers are right up there, right?
Yeah, I think Everdark Conifers takes it for me because, like, it has very Christmas, it has more Christmas imagery, but Saturn Devours. Now, do we think that is Saturn does the act of devouring, or are we thinking, like, a Saturn-based version of Devours?
No, it has nothing to do with the local artist and legend Devours, Jamie. Come on.
Oh, he's popular!
Yeah, I think it probably has to do with Saturnalia, which is the pagan holiday festival that Christmas usurped. But
gosh, you would know that.
Who knows?
That's such a Jesse thing to know.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, is it something that smart people would know? Saturnalia was a wild, popular ancient Roman midwinter festival honoring the god Saturnalia, featuring feasts, gift-giving, gambling, and a temporary reversal of social norms where masters served slaves, ooh, all with a festive carnival-like atmosphere.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I imagine it's related to that. And also there is a famous painting called Saturn Devouring His Son.
We're both looking it up now.
Which
really
is a traditionally considered a depiction of the Greek myth of the Titan Kronos.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't know this photo? Or this painting, I guess.
Yeah.
Iconic.
It's a scary giant with long hair eating a human body.
Someone used this as album art?
Probably.
It looks like metalcore album art.
Yeah. So it's probably a reference to that, given the season of things and the fact that Saturnalia used to be when Christmas is. Anyway, this is the Vancouver Mixmas tape, where we dive deep into Greco-Roman mythology and pagan festivals in order to celebrate the season.
It's how to best serve you.
I think so. Okay, well, you know, this would have been better as a segue from our last segment, where I asked what the most underrated or part of Christmas was, and then you unfairly asked me the same question, and I responded with eggnog in coffee, because our next set of music comes from the Eggnog Experience, a 2009 standby. This is the basis of probably, if you were to look back at Mixmas tape episodes from the last 10 years, I would say this recording, this release, the Eggnog Experience, probably accounts for the majority of the music we've played, although the Kingfisher Blues Christmas singles have got to be close behind.
Yeah, I think Eggnog Experience we've been mining for about 13 years.
That's longer than this show has existed.
Is it? Started in 2012.
I guess this is the 13th year. Yeah. So the entire time. I just don't know. Well, oh well. We're going to play some more stuff from it because it's great. The reason that we play it all the time is because it's great. But are we ready for that, or should we talk more about the holiday season, Jamie?
Whoop-de-doo and dickery-dock.
Yeah, I have quite the big Christmas plans laid out, you know?
I have the opposite, so lay it on me.
So
tell us.
Katie and I, my partner, have been together for 10 years, and our parents have never met, ever.
Very fun.
And so this Christmas, Katie and I are driving out to my parents' house in Sundre, Alberta, and so are Katie's parents, and my sister and her husband and their two children are flying out, and we're all going to have Christmas in my parents' tiny little house in Sundre. And so this is like major Christmas movie territory, right? Like we're one proposal away from a Hallmark movie.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We realized yesterday that while Katie's parents are wisely staying at a hotel outside of town, it will be my parents, Katie and I, my sister and brother-in-law, and my niece and nephew all sleeping in this one house which has one shower. So
bring a dry shampoo, Jesse.
Bring a dry shampoo. Luckily, I have less hair to wash these days.
It's so true.
That's a big, major win for me. Yeah, have you ever had a holiday experience that you would call like a holiday movie experience?
A holiday movie experience. Yeah, like I've done the Christmas with my wife's family a few times. They have a little more of like less of a Hallmark Christmas movie. More this is like very pristine, classic Christmas type narrative thing. We do all the classic Christmas things. There's snow. Mm-hmm. We're worried about the amount of snow. And those kind of things. So we get those every other year. Vancouver Christmases for us are decidedly less that. It's like, every year we're dialing it back a little more. This year, I guess, could be one of those things because there's like one of those Christmas movie type events because a lot of my sister-in-law's family will be joining us. Mm. So there'll be a lot of people that we haven't celebrated Christmas with before. Could be fun.
Well, I will be sure to report back on my Hallmark Christmas extravaganza. And in the meantime, let's dive into the eggnog experience. We're going to start with a track by Adjective that is called Black Xmas.
Cookies.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Fanshawe. Truly the anti-Wham of the Vancouver mixtape. You know how once you hear Last Christmas, you've been whammed. You're out. It's the opposite here. Once you hear All I Want for Christmas Is You by Fanshawe, you're in. The Christmas season has begun. The holiday season is in full swing. And Jamie, this episode is in full swing, but almost out of full swing. So I want to just keep blazing through it and hit a couple more bops before we hit the end of this festive episode. So I guess I could remind you that before All I Want for Christmas Is You by Fanshawe, we heard Run Run Rudolph by Apollo Ghosts and Black Xmas by Adjective. And now we're going to hear Computer, a band that is blowing up this year that were on last year's Kingfisher Blues Christmas single, and I didn't even realize it. Gosh, that's embarrassing.
Before they got enormous, Jesse.
This is Computer's version of Blue Christmas.
Woo. I'll have a blue Christmas.
Jamie.
Jesse.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, too.
All of those things. And to you out there, happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. All the best. We'll be back in the new year. Love you lots.
Bye.
Bye.